Something very interesting is happening. Wired, one of the most influential technology magazines in the world, published in San Francisco, read primarily by American technologists and Silicon Valley professionals, published a very interesting article titled "All the Ways Europe is Ditching American Technology." The piece documents dozens of confirmed instances of European governments, companies, universities, and NGOs moving away from US technology platforms in favor of open source or European alternatives. It describes the trend as widespread and growing and calls it likely the tip of the iceberg. Marietta Schack, a former member of the European Parliament and non-resident fellow at Stanford Cyber Policy Center, told Wired, I'm quoting, "The aggressive policies by the Trump administration attacking international law as well as the EU and democratic principles has led to several wake-up calls. If you've been watching this channel for the past several months, none of this is new to you. We have covered every single one of these developments in real time as they happened, but the fact that an American publication is now compiling the evidence into a single timeline means that the thesis this channel has been building video by video, source by source, week by week, is breaking through into mainstream technology media in the US. The world is catching up, and if you're not already subscribed, now is the moment because the pace of these changes is accelerating and every week brings new developments that build on the ones before. Like and subscribe so you do not miss a single one. My name is Elle, and I use data analysis to spot patterns in geopolitics and economics. And what Wired published this week is essentially a compressed version of what this channel has been documenting across dozens of videos since the spring. So let me walk through their timeline and show you where this channel covered each story first. The European Parliament replaced Google with Quant as its default search engine. We covered that on June 4th, the day it happened. France announced it is migrating its entire government from Windows to Linux, 2.5 million workers moving off American software, saving $30 million per year that previously flowed to Microsoft. We cover that too. France is replacing Microsoft Teams and Zoom with Visio, which is a domestically built video conferencing platform. We cover that too. Germany rejected Palantir for its military cloud and is testing three European alternatives. Switzerland began migrating government infrastructure away from Microsoft. We cover that too. The Netherlands signed a framework agreement with Stackit, which is a German cloud provider owned by Lidl's parent company, to move government data to European infrastructure. The Netherlands blocked the US takeover of its national digital identity system, DigID, which is the first time the Dutch Investment Screening Bureau has ever prohibited an American acquisition. We definitely cover that in a lot of detail. Microsoft was also caught leaking Dutch civil servants' names to the US House of Representatives. We covered that the day it broke because it was super important. Thales built a sovereign cloud entity around Google's technology in both France and Germany, using American tech, but under European legal controls. Ecosia switched its AI to a European model provider. We cover that as well. EuroOffice launched as a sovereign alternative to Microsoft 365. We cover that. The EU blocked Starlink from expanding into the 2 GHz spectrum band. We cover that too. The tech sovereignty package was published, restricting American cloud providers from handling sensitive European government data. Every single item on Wired's timeline appeared on this channel first, not because we have access to information that Wired does not, but because this channel has been treating European digital sovereignty as a structural realignment rather than a collection of isolated news stories. And when you track the pattern rather than the individual headlines, you see the shifts months before the mainstream press compiles them into a retrospective. If you've been following this channel's playlist on European sovereignty, because yes, we did make a playlist for this, this Wired article is just the validation of all of it. The American technology press is now documented the same exodus that this audience has been watching unfold in real time. And by the way, if you're trying to understand how to spot structural shifts before they become mainstream consensus like this, my book, Awake, the Practice of Critical Thinking in an Age of Self-Lies, is available as an ebook and audiobook. Subscribers get 10% off, and you can grab the first chapter for free in the description links below. Wired's framing centers on the political trigger, Trump's second administration creating the urgency that accelerated decisions European institutions had been considering for years. That is accurate, but it's also incomplete. The political trigger matters, yes, but the reason the trigger produced action rather than just anxiety is that the institutional infrastructure was already being built underneath. The EU AI Act reached full enforcement. The tech sovereignty package created legal mandates. The Made in Europe Act redirected 2 trillion euros in procurement. SAFE gave European and Canadian companies preferential defense access. IRIS² is replacing Starlink. Wero is building a payment system that roots around Visa and MasterCard. Mistral is constructing AI data centers financed by European banks. ASML is funding European AI directly. The political shock from Trump accelerated decisions that the institutional machinery was already prepared to execute. Without the machinery, the shock would have produced nothing but angry press conferences. But with it, the shock produced the fastest coordinated technology migration in European history. The scale is now becoming quantifiable as well. France alone, 2.5 million government workers off Microsoft. Germany saving 15 million euros every year by ditching Microsoft licensing. Austria, Denmark, Switzerland, Belgium, all moving government systems to European or open source alternatives. The Belgian.be domain registry announced it is reviewing its dependence on American DNS infrastructure. Danish municipalities are piloting open source office suites. Austrian universities are consolidating on European cloud providers. And this is only what has been publicly announced, by the way. Wired itself noted that the documented cases are likely the tip of the iceberg because many institutional migrations happen quietly through procurement decisions that never actually generate that much press coverage, but we do cover some of them on this channel. The Hacker News discussion thread about the Wired article captured the tension very accurately, I think. One commenter noted, for every department ditching Office 365, there must be thousands still dependent. That is true. The migration is far from complete. Full technological sovereignty is a decade-scale project, and this channel has been honest about that from the beginning. The Wero video acknowledged that the payment system will not replace Visa and MasterCard overnight. The ASML video acknowledged that European processor independence is still years away. And the Mistral video did acknowledge that 125 million euros is a rounding error compared to American AI spending. But the direction of travel is now undeniable, even to the publications that cover the companies being left behind. Wired is a magazine that exists because of Silicon Valley, and Silicon Valley's own magazine is now documenting the systemic departure of an entire continent from Silicon Valley's products. It's not a warning sign. That is the sign after the warning, the one that says the exit is already underway. In terms of what's going to happen next, the prediction is that by the end of 2026, Wired's timeline will have doubled in length. At least 5 more EU member states will announce formal government migrations away from American office, cloud, or communication platforms. The tech sovereignty package will force compliance decisions across every sensitive government function in the bloc, and the trend that this channel identified in the spring, documented in real time across dozens of videos with sources, data, and inline links, will be recognized by mainstream media not as a prediction that came true, but as a structural realignment that was visible to anyone who was paying attention, all of the House of All Citizens. This channel was paying attention, we all were, but now so is Wired. I actually made a separate video on the week that started all of this, when the European Parliament replaced Google, the Commission launched the tech sovereignty package, and EuroOffice went live all in the same 7 days. That's the video that I would watch next. Thanks so much for watching this one, subscribe, and I'll see you on the next one.